Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn and ISO Show, the world's fastest growing podcast. Double back, the world's fastest growing podcast, if you don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the ISO famously made either or segment continues. You know what I'm saying? As y'all know, man. This one, you know what I mean? I'm going to help my man segue into this one. You know what I'm saying? I'll let him tell y'all what the sign is, but I'm going to set it up so we can get into it. The Wire, you know what I mean, which was a series that was that debuted in June 2nd of 2002 and went on to March 9th of 2008. You know what I'm saying? That's or Power. Y'all know Power, man, a famously, you know what I mean, now promoted show, which debuted June 7th, 2014, to February the 9th, 2020. That's right, man. Either or. The Wire or Power, man. HBO classic versus a Starz classic, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to let you do what you do, bro. Oh, shit. I thought that fell out for a minute.
Yeah, man. I know this one going to start some shit.
It's gonna, this is like LeBron versus MJ. The old heads versus the young bulls.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's what this is.
It is what it is, man.
Niggas, niggas like Wire. The fuck are you talking about? Like,
right.
Yeah, man. So, young boy's not gonna realize this shit. Thing about it though, I passed it to you, then I took the shit back. But think about it though, the shit that y'all don't understand, The Wire was a way more realer, you know what I mean, storyline. Like the shit was not no fabricated shit where one man running around and he killing every crime boss from every spot. Don't get me wrong, Power, you know what I'm saying? For today's time, it was like a fucking Marvel event. It had the lights, the glitz, the glam, the action. But when it come to realism, like The Wire, it was a true to life show. You know what I'm saying? That shit was real life. Like people actually lived those type of events. You know what I mean? Not actually like script to script, but I'm just saying like people live those events like that. You know what I mean? Power, you're not going to run into too many motherfuckers and they tell you that they live like, you know what I mean, St. Clair. Who lived like that? Y'all was a crime boss by day. I mean, crime boss in the, he crime boss in the daytime. At nighttime, he a nightclub owner. So, you know what I mean? The story was just, but it was entertaining though. You know what I mean? It was entertaining nonetheless. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Yeah, because The Wire is loosely based on real life people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's based off real life people. So, you know, some things are not fished around, but it's loosely based off real life people. So, yeah. And you know, Power is just like completely, you know, fiction. You know what I'm saying? Fictional. So,
completely fictional.
Yeah. I mean, We at the age that we lived through both of them in real time, because some of y'all listening to this may have been too young to even catch with The Wire. And I mean, even if y'all was alive, I mean, because you think about it, it came out 2002.
2000, yeah.
A lot of y'all in y'all 20s now, so that means y'all was little, y'all was little kids when it came out.
Right. Yeah, you know I mean, so that means you know what I mean. And if y'all did go back, did you go back to the first season? Yeah, you know I mean, because you know. Sometimes they might not show from first season on. So, like, what season did you catch it from to catch it? Because you got to catch The Wire from first season on out.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that right there, us being the age that we are able to live through both of them.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, my personal pick is The Wire.
Yeah, you going to be biased?
Oh, I'm not biased. How would I be biased?
Because that's the time frame that we grew up with.
No, I didn't grow up with, but I'm saying we lived through both in real time. Like we watched both shows growing up. A lot of these, some of these people are younger where they had to go watch reruns of The Wire. They might have watched Power as it came out every episode. They might have had to go back and watch reruns. I didn't have to do that with neither show.
Right.
I watched both shows in real time.
So they might favor Power over, you know what I mean, The Wire, just for the fact that they grew up with this like in real time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's understandable. Now, I mean, whatever you got your pick. Now, I mean, you might have liked the Power storyline better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of The Wire, like you said, The Wire was more about. It was more about the everyday struggle of the drug game.
True.
You know what I mean? Power felt like, all right, all right, we up. Now, I mean, not to say that. Now, it's like, all right, The Wire, it's like, okay, you had Avon and you had Stringer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they was like, they kind of like ran, like, I guess they territory and stuff. They seem like, even though Stringer was still trying, like, he's more like a smooth operator. Avon was more like, I'm just the straight street dude. It didn't seem like they didn't live as luxurious as Paul. Paul made it look like true. Ghost was like he was like the fuck, you know what I'm saying? It was like the I'm CEO of dope.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
But just him though. The great thing about it, just him. Like Tommy didn't live like that.
Yeah, but it was the same. It was like kind of like the same dynamic as Avon. It's like Avon Stringer Bell, but it was the whole duality of I'm the street dude. Mm-hmm. We both out the neighborhood.
Right.
I'm the street dude. One dude, Avon is the strictly. I'm street. That's who I am.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you got Stringer, who's, I'm from the hood, but I'm more of a smooth operator.
Right.
Then you got Powell, who has the same dynamic. You know what I mean? Ghost is the smooth operator. Tommy is the, I'm street, this is who I am. Right, this is what I
right,
do.
Right.
He dressing up in suits. You know what I mean? Tommy got the leather on.
Right.
He got that motherfucker got the goddamn, the parka with the hood, the fur around the hood.
Yeah.
That's how he dressed. Like, he don't, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He more the street dude. Even though they both from the neighborhood, you know what I mean? So it was the same type of dynamic in both shows. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
So, with that right there, like I said, to me, I just like The Wire more. I mean,
to me, I think The Wire had the advantage because not just with storytelling, right? Like we said, it was true to life. Each season of The Wire felt like how Power went on to like Power 2, Power 3. Each season of The Wire, those 5 to 6 seasons, felt like that to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's we didn't have to go to a different iteration.
Yeah, more in depth.
Yeah, you know more in depth. Yeah.
Now I mean, more in depth, and then character development and all this and that, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, it was. Now, I mean, it was just more complex, and we could tell, we telling stories within stories. You know what I'm saying? Different people's lives is going on.
Yeah.
It was more like, more character development and all of that than Power. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Wire, everybody, it's like, you telling a life story within the story, overall story.
Right, right.
So it just felt like, now we throughout the seasons, you're right. It just felt like that. Like, okay, you're just telling different people's story and different characters in there.
Right.
That's why it's considered one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It's considered one of the best shows of all time.
Definitely.
Know what I mean? I personally liked it. Know what I mean? Because this is either or, so I like The Wire more than I like Power. I mean, Power was decent, but The Wire was just stuck with me because it just seemed, and at the time, it was just like, a phenomenon back then.
Right.
Now, I mean, some of y'all that's younger, that y'all might have probably been little kids, so y'all probably didn't feel it. Now, I mean, y'all probably it's not going to have the same effect on you watching the reruns as you did as the time came out.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You ain't going to have those events of watching it and then going to school and everybody in the school talking about the last episode of The Wire. You know what I mean? You ain't going to share those type of events.
Yeah, so, and I just like, to me, it just seemed like better.
Yeah.
Even though it was more about the everyday struggle and what happened on the blocks in the neighborhoods.
Right.
Then a place like Power, where it's like, we up, and they live in a penthouse, and you know, we moving weight, we doing this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't, we're not talking about the thing that surround the everyday goings on the corner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like Power was more like, okay, when you up, this is what the thing has happened. You know I mean? The issues that happened.
Yeah.
Power, I mean, and The Wire just felt like it was more of, this is what happens on the everyday on the block.
Yeah. It just felt like art. Like you said, I agree with you on that. It felt like Power just had shit that didn't make no sense, that didn't push the story forward.
Yeah, get
it was just stuff happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd be like, what the, why was that in there? The Wire didn't have that. Like, everything that happened in The Wire pushed the story forward, and you always look back like, oh, that's why that was like that. That's why, you know what I mean? Like, you understood each step, and you was, like, intrigued about everything that was going on. Power just had certain things, and then you were like, what the fuck? What? Remember when that happened? Why did that happen? You know what I'm saying? What was that even in there for? So, you know what I mean? It was just, I don't know, man. It was, you know what I mean? The Wire, to me, was better scripted. Mm-hmm. It was better scripted out. You know what I mean? It didn't just show the drug dealer lifestyle. You saw the everyday person lifestyle. You saw the addict lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You saw, you know what I mean, how the kids was going through it. You saw the law enforcement lifestyle. So you saw each different joint. It just didn't show you from the glamorous part of it. You know what I mean? Where, like I said before, like you the multi-millionaire drug guy, you got the club, and then you meeting other millionaires and they invested into your shit. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't show that. It showed like the real aspect. Think about it. The top guy in The Wire was driving around in the Lincoln Navigator.
Mm-hmm.
That was the top.
Yeah. Like that nigga had like, he had like one of the excursions or something like that. Yeah, shit, like an excursion.
That's what I'm saying, Todd. The top guy had that.
Kept a hood, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was riding around in regular junks.
Regular junks, dog. And then, I mean, it was just, it wasn't like, yeah, we got the Benzes and we got, you know what I mean? No, we had regular cars and shit like that. Everybody wasn't knowing
Power, they had the car service. We was getting chauffeured around.
My man in there, he got to do everything on his own. He threw the trash out the window. My man was like, pull up on him slow. And you just in the expedition.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? That's how
go swing and get caught dead in one of those joints. Man, get chauffeured around.
Yeah, but it was that though. It was like when you saw it, you related more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you was like, damn, I actually like live. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we lived it like we were drug dealers, but like I actually live this because I see this shit going on every day in my neighborhood. This is real life shit. Power was some shit like, you go home and you dream. That's the dream and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The Wire was like every day I go outside, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, man, the Wire was a phenomenon, man, that I was damn near mad how it ended. You know what I mean? I was mad how it ended and shit. I was mad how Power ended too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Wire ending still had, it made more sense to me than just, we gonna fuck the whole series up. That's how Power ended. Like, fuck the whole series up. We gonna kill the biggest, the star of the show. So, you know what I mean? The Wire ended on a better note where you understood it. And if they wanted to bring it back, they could still do that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, young boy, he took his team. He started running shit at the end. And you know what I mean? My man moved on. Now he in the real estate and shit. So, you know what I mean? If they wanted to bring it back, you could still bring it back. And it's still, you know what I mean? It still holds, you know what I mean, to the day.
Yeah, and then we at the age where how they dress on The Wire is how we dress.
True. No doubt. You're right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So all the stuff they had, all the stuff that was big at the time.
Yeah.
Rock Aware, LRG, stuff like that. That's the stuff. That's how we dressed back then.
Big ass fucking
white t-shirts.
Yeah.
Big ass white t-shirts and all that.
That's definitely
back then when everybody had burner phones and all that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So all of that, we just relate to that. And like, to me, I was just like, I mean, I did watch Power, but it didn't have the same, to me, it wasn't as good as The Wire. And then it felt like with Power, even though I liked the character of Ghost and Tommy, like they hold friendship and they partnership and like running stuff, like I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, Ghost is a great character. Tommy is a great character. But it felt like the way they went along the show was like they didn't know what they were going to do next. They were just winging it.
Now, I feel you.
The Wire felt like everything was well thought out with directions they was going to go, except for maybe like how they, they might have, between the first season and the second season of The Wire, which a lot of people don't like the second season of The Wire, when they try to like focus more on a different part, which they went down to the docks of Baltimore. And focus on a whole nother family other than the Barksdales and all that. So a lot of people did not like that. Now, I mean, it was all right. Know what I'm saying? Because I guess it showed that everything's going around here. Know what I'm saying? Right. It's different stories.
The effects. Know what I mean? Exactly what they
yeah.
Doing. Yeah.
And I mean, all around.
Right.
So that right there, because I know a lot of people hate the second season. Know what I mean? To me, the second season wasn't horrible.
I feel you.
It just felt like when you watch Power, it just felt like, all right, we just guessing and we just writing stuff as we go along and we don't know. It's just
guessing. Yeah,
it just felt like that because the whole like Kanan killing his son kind of threw me off. I didn't like that.
True. The first episode threw me off. I mean, I was with it, but remember the first episode, because everybody was, we vilified, Ghost, right? We vilified him because he cheated on his wife. In the first episode, majority of people did. The first episode, remember, she was like in the back of the drink trying to entice my man's son, playing with herself and shit, because she felt as though he wasn't paying no attention. So I'm like, damn, that's wild. Like, this how we jumping into this shit? That's another reason why a lot of people didn't like Power, because they said it was too much sex. It was overly sexualized. You know what I mean?
I mean, Ghost was, he was getting it in.
Yeah,
so.
He was getting it
in.
He was. He was getting
it in.
He
was getting it in. Know what I mean?
He was. Yes, he was. No denying that.
Hey, yeah, man, it was more like sensationalized. Know what I mean? Power was. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, know what I mean? It was more the, we driving suits and we getting money and, I'm popping chicks and but
the crazy thing about it, do you think if the wire was to come out today, you think it would be as successful? Because it didn't show like the glitz and the glam. And like I think now motherfuckers need to see that. Like they'll look at that shit and be like, man, them niggas ain't getting no money.
Yeah. The Wire was the perfect thing of like a great show at like the right time.
Right, I feel you. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was.
Now I mean, at the right time, because right. Now you set the bar of, because now you got, because now you set, because I guess you set that bar of, I don't know, but because if you tell a great story, tell a great story.
I feel you.
Now, I mean, I think you can go take it back to the block. Now, I mean, you can take a show back to the block, now I mean, if it's a good story, and I mean, if you got good characters, you got characters people can gravitate towards, you know what I'm saying? The thing that led Power was Ghost and Tommy was great characters.
They were.
You know what I'm saying? They were great characters. Ghost and Tommy were great characters. They the ones that carried the show. They were great characters.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter that everything else felt like it felt so-so. Because they were great characters. Main character is great characters. Yeah. So because your main character is Ghost and he's a great character.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked. I don't even know if you could have picked anybody better for them too. Yeah. That was wild. Like you. That really was the perfect storm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the thing with The Wire. And then The Wire showed like, okay, the people that's selling the drugs, and you got the people that's, the cops and all that, and how like, how politics work, everything. Yeah, it was like stories within stories.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I mean, that joint was like way more layered.
It was. It was.
It was like way more layered. Power was just straightforward. We're giving you, they doing their thing. It's going to be sex, money, murder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The Wire is like more, it was more like complex than that.
Yeah. I mean, because shit, when you think about the drug game, it is a complex game. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, you're right. Because I ain't going front. The only thing I thought in The Wire, to me, was unbelievable. Remember when they like, we going to set up this section where you just come and sell drugs at? At the time of us being young, I was like, man, that shit ain't realistic. Who would do that? But now we grow up and Kensington is an area where cops sit out there.
That's wild, that.
Dog, cops sit out there and literally watch you do the shit.
That now that has really came to life.
Exactly.
Came to be. You know what I'm saying?
They really sit out there and watch you do it. They don't do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, they might have modeled that after like Kendrick because it always been like that. And
right.
Yeah, because you think like that's unreal, and then you go to that part of the
city. Exactly, yo.
Where it's like, all right, we know what they doing, but it's like we ain't got time to be trying to chase these people around and spend all this money on time, any effort, manpower, resources. Yeah. So just leave them be.
Right. Right.
To the point that you give out clean needles.
Yeah, yo, that's why. Yeah.
So,
dog, that's crazy.
So, Why would you like encourage the behavior? To me, that's like encouraging it.
I feel
we know you're gonna do it, and we ain't got time to be spending all this goddamn resources and manpower to try to stop you.
Yeah.
So here, just try to be safe as possible with it.
Right.
We gonna pass out condoms and clean needles.
Right.
And some goddamn Narcan in case your ass fall out.
Yeah. Ain't that crazy, yo? Cause I ain't gonna front. That's the one thing when I was growing up watching. I'm like, that ain't real. Who would set it up like that? And like the police commissioner out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then you grow up and you go down Kensington and you be like, this shit is really right. This is really what they did.
Right.
This is the same fucking thing.
Yeah, because the cops is standing there.
Yeah.
Not doing it, but
there.
People stop standing there and people just getting high. You know what I mean?
Yo.
As long as ain't nobody getting shot out here.
Right.
Nothing. It's just, all right, it's a regular day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yo. Cops literally sit out there and just let you do whatever you want, whatever them do.
No, I mean, that's not the, you know, no bad mouth the Philadelphia Police Department, but.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But, because I kind of and it's crazy to sound, I kind of understand. Because with that, you fighting a losing battle. If some people got their mind made up that's what they going to do with they self.
True.
What are you going to do? No, I mean, you'll just be spending resources and manpower trying to stop somebody who you can't stop somebody who just don't.
They don't want to be stopped.
Right. They don't say trying to save people that don't want to be saved.
Yeah, you got his mind made up. I'm gonna get high regardless.
Right.
What
so,
you gonna do?
Right. You know what I mean? So you gonna put all that time and effort trying to stop somebody who they just determined that that's what they're gonna do with themselves.
Right.
So now you just like, all right, as long as they ain't hurt nobody, leave them be.
Yeah. That's where that shit is at.
Which is crazy, but I understand it.
Right.
So, yeah, that right there, man. But,
Yeah, that shit was wild.
But the whole thing about, it just, it feels like, the Wire to me was just more layered,
mm-hmm.
more character depth with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Power just seemed like, it was just like, okay, we just gonna hit him with a show that's, just sex, money, murder, and you know what I'm saying? It's gonna look lavish. They live a lifestyle. We're gonna throw some of the street shit, the people getting shot and killed.
Right.
And we're just gonna sensationalize a lot of it. And then, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of like how people say in hip hop where you got some hip hop that's they call lyrical miracle, rapidy rap, and then you got some hip hop that's just a vibe and it's just a bop.
Yeah.
You can't even understand how the person is saying.
Yeah.
But you rock with it though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just a bop and you just like it. Person just and you just like this. That's what Power felt like to me.
Yeah, I feel you.
It wasn't that deep. You just rocked with it.
Right.
You may nod your head to a song where it's like, all right, the song ain't that deep, it's just a vibe.
Right.
But you rock with it. It may not be super rapidy rap. We got to sit around and think about it. And this part, what that person is saying is so deep. That's what it feel like to me. You know what I mean? It feel like the two different versions of like styles of hip hop.
I feel you. No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So Powers feel like mumble rap to me.
Right.
It did.
No, I feel you.
You know what I mean? Because some stuff that people call mumble rap, you can listen to when you kind of like the song.
Yeah.
Everything gotta be super lyrical. You know what I'm saying? You just like the song.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. It felt like, all right, we gonna have, like I said, what carried the show was Ghost was a dope character, dope actor. Tommy was a dope character with a dope actor.
Right.
And that just carried everything else in the show.
Right.
So all right, the show ain't super deep and super in depth, and it's not the same as The Wire where you go down a rabbit hole and everything is super layered. And then you showing all parts of, you know what I mean? The Wire was We show the streets.
Right.
We show the cops go through. We show what the politicians go through.
Right.
We show what the people at the goddamn newspaper went through. We show the goddamn people that were down at the docks went through.
Right.
And how all this stuff. We went through how we went through the goddamn person that's selling the drugs on the corner.
Right.
We went through the goddamn people that bring the drugs in on the boats. We do all of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Power just felt like, all right, it just felt, yeah, it just felt like.
Yeah.
It was just sex, money, murder, and just people just gravitated towards it. And then that came out, and then it was good timing with that because it came out at a time where it wasn't really too much out.
Right.
So that helped it too.
Right. Right.
You feel
Did
me?
Did Power come out during COVID?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. No, Power didn't come out. Power came out before COVID.
Okay.
I think Power, I mean, the first Power before the Power 2 and all that stuff came out. Yeah, I think that was the last year.
Okay.
It came out, know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, because you know what? In The Wire, like, when a character passed away, it kind of like you felt like you was connected to that character. Or if, like, you know what I mean? Like, remember the episode when they went back and they showed Dookie? And I'm like, damn, young boy out there strung out and shit. It's like you felt a connection with the character because you watching them go through this whole joint, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean, good or bad, whatever, however you view the character, like, so certain characters, when they went through certain things, it's like, damn, you know what I mean? When Snoop got killed, you know what I mean? You was like, damn, that's crazy, because she was a rider. You felt connected with it. When motherfuckers in Power were just dying.
Yeah, you can't, you know what I ain't got a connection to these motherfuckers. You kill all these motherfuckers. You ain't care. You didn't care until Ghost died.
Right, yeah, that was the one.
You don't fucking care about nobody right. else. And
motherfuckers in Power was just dying. I'm like, all
right. Yeah, you right.
Like, Lala got killed, and I wasn't even fazed by it. I was right. like, damn, that bitch Tasha crazy. Like, you wasn't in your head. You wasn't fazed by the fact that she got killed, though. Like, people was just dying. You weren't even worrying about it, but The Wire, you was just way more connected. Even you know what I mean, when Omar got killed.
Yeah.
You was like, damn, that's crazy. Got took out by a young bull. You was way more connected with the characters than you was, you know what I'm saying, in The Power. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Way more connected. You know what I'm saying? Felt like you damn near knew the motherfuckers. You damn near knew how crazy Snoop was. You know what I mean? You knew Chris was a killer. You know what I mean? You knew, you know what I mean, the people. Certain things that happen in Power, where you get caught off guard. You ain't know what was going on. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you right. That shit definitely, you know what I'm saying, for the time that we was in, I think Power, like you said, Power was the right thing for the time that we was in. Because even at that time, music didn't have any lasting power. You know what I mean? You hear a song today, it's gone tomorrow. You know what I mean? When The Wire came out, shit really stuck with you, you know what I mean, for a time frame. Like, we have songs that last your whole summer. So, you know what I mean? The timing was different. You know what I mean? Which probably helps the aspect of both of them. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah. You know. Let me talk about this for a second, man. That's right. I mean, I got the sign. My sign says Chris or Tommy, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they was both the boys that, like, put a lot of work in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They was the ones that put the work in on the shows.
Yeah. Chris was way more calculated, though.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy just gonna shoot just shit reckless. Up. You know
yeah,
what? Like... I'm gonna kill that motherfucker. He just went and just shot shit up.
Yeah.
Chris was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why I got Chris and Tommy on there. Because they both ain't had no problem putting in work.
No.
But Chris to me was just more like a fucking psychopath.
Why? Because he was calculated with it?
But yeah, because he fucking like boy played that character to a fucking T.
Did
like,
he?
Cause he like
Did he?
It's just something the way he was.
Duh.
Like quiet, don't talk a lot, just ready to kill, but we'll kill something. Like, we just gonna, just walk up on somebody, just blow their fucking head right. off.
Even down to the point, remember when he was like, what'd he say about my name? And he tried to tell a bull, like, no, chill out. No, right. Niggas playing my name. And I was like, well, he's like, all right, well, fuck it, we here. I gotta go through it now. I gotta do it now. But it was like, at that point, he was like, you know what I mean? Shit ain't about nothing. Let's just die that shit down. That shit ain't about nothing. No, niggas playing my name, they playing my name. All right, well, fuck it, then. I guess I gotta kill a motherfucker. Like, damn. Just how he went through that whole transaction. Like, yeah, but he was, yo. He was.
Yeah, but.
He was.
Yeah, but the whole, like, I guess, I don't know, fuck it. I don't want to say, what is it, like, psychosis or something? Like,
yeah.
A person like that, to me, just seems like a person that's a psychopath. Some people just, he probably just wanted to just kill people when it's just this was just an excuse to kill people.
Even though, you know, we can't speak for the character, but we just talking, right? You think, like, maybe when they made the character, they in his mind, he doing it for a reason? Because remember when he went away, he was like, yo, take care of my family. But I'm thinking in my head, like, you ruined families. But then you tell your man, like, take care of my family.
Yeah, but that's a part of the hood. That's how people are.
Right, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? It's motherfucking people out here that'll fucking go fucking kill somebody and the next day go walk their kids to school.
Yeah, you're right.
Like they wasn't just out here last night shooting at some fucking body.
Right, right.
That's a part of hood shit.
Right.
People do that.
Right, yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, you'll go kill somebody and then buy all the kids ice cream when the ice cream truck come down the street.
Right, right.
That is a part of the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, you just know people like that.
Yeah. Cause that's definitely how it was. Like for the people that he had love for. And if you were just a random motherfucker, we out of here. You know what I mean? Cause I mean, when you all right, cause the way you talk about Snoop, I mean, then you talk about Chris, you gotta think about it, like Snoop had that in her too. You know what I mean? But we don't look at her the same way we look at him. Cause she was kind of like, she was reckless like Tommy. Cause remember he was like, yeah, we just gonna go down here, we shooting anybody that got a New York Yankees hat on. You know what I mean? She just out there laying motherfuckers out and shit. I'm like, damn.
No, because when they went out there, when they went out there to do that shit, she was more talkative. And Chris just pulled a gun out and just blew ball top off.
Right.
It's like, that's what I'm here to do. Blew tops the fuck off. But he just, it's like it's just the way he did it.
Right.
Like, it wasn't no thing.
Yeah.
I just killed somebody and just ain't no thing. That's why I just say, like, some people are just psychopaths.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And the street shit just give them a reason to just get that shit off. You know what I'm saying? If they was somewhere else in the world, they would just be trying to kill people.
Yeah.
Some people are just psychopaths. Some people are like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but he began to come human as the season went along. Remember when the young boy killed Snoop? And he was like, yeah, he did it. You know what I mean? That's why he killed him. He was like, no, but he was trying to like rationalize, like, I don't think that, you know what I mean, he set us up. That's why he did it. I think he probably just did it out of the, well, he didn't say that, but you could see like.
No, he was like, well, like he killed Snoop. Well, he did it because we knew he was on him.
Right.
Know what I mean? Because that was like his young boy.
Yeah, that was his young boy.
Know what I'm saying?
So
like he was his young boy, so.
And plus he was showing him everything he knew. You know what I mean? They teaching him the ropes and shit.
Yeah, when you got two people that just want, I don't know, some people just down for it, man. Some people just down with the game. Just like you say on here, it's people that I knew my whole life that's all they wanted to do was get into the streets.
Mm. Yeah,
they wanted to get into the drug game. Dude, that's all they cared about ever since we was little kids.
Mm.
Now, I mean, we done talked about it on here a few times. Yeah, it was people like that they made that choice that this is what this is what my life going to be. That's what I want to get into.
Right.
And that's that. Whatever come with that. You know what I'm saying? And it was just people that's like that. Some people that just can pull a trigger and don't think nothing of it.
Right.
They just felt like this is what we do. This is the game that we in.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Some people just blow somebody's head off and just that is what it is. And some people would probably ain't in them to just walk up and just do that to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because. Or just because somebody else say so.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? Because remember when they say, like, wow, that was a fucked up plan. He asked me why we do that. Well, Marlo won Omar.
Right.
So that's what I'm, you know what I'm saying? So all of that, man.
Yeah.
Even though.
So then when you think about it, who was the more sadistic person? Was it the person throwing the shoot or the person pulling the strings? Cause Chris, I mean, the one, you know what I'm saying, he the one, you know what I mean, do this, do that in the third. His hands just not getting dirty.
No. Chris was pulling some triggers too. He pulled some goddamn triggers.
They
killed them motherfuckers up in them houses. You know what I'm saying? And then let me get to this. You know what I mean, the whole part where they tried to set Omar up in the goddamn apartment building.
It was wild.
All that goddamn shooting.
Talk. That shit was wild. Wow.
All that goddamn shooting in an apartment building.
Apartment building. No bigger than this damn room, damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing but a couch in that motherfucker.
Listen, that was fucking wild. I might have. That was some drastic shit. Nigga, I just gotta go off the fucking balcony.
Yeah.
I just got to go the fuck off the balcony.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then my thing is, they right behind him. When they look down, he gone.
He gone.
How he fucking move that way if the motherfucker broke his leg?
Right.
If the motherfucker broke his leg, how the fuck he move that fast that they couldn't see him? But even though he was in like the janitor closet or whatever, it showed he's in the janitor closet. How the fuck he moved that fast if he broke his goddamn leg?
Yeah, because they went right to the jet. So was he?
Exactly. Nah, man, he gone already.
He was gone. Yeah. He was gone. Ain't that some crazy shit when you think about that? Like, because you got to think like, in your mind, I might not make this fucking fall. So it's like, I'm going to die by my terms, not by yours.
Yeah. So
that shit was wild.
Yeah,
like,
I ain't got no choice. Cause,
yo, like.
Now, man, I can't stay here. I'm going to get lit the fuck up. So
yeah.
The fuck?
That shit was wild when he did that. I'm going to die by my terms, not by y'all's. Not by y'all hands. That shit was crazy. That shit was wild, yo.
No, man, what goddamn? Listen, man. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That shit
my man ain't had time. I ain't got time to hang jump.
No.
I ain't got time to hang down and let my fucking son go.
Dumb.
He just jumped. But hey, drastic time, drastic measures, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit, that shit was crazy. I mean,
it still was feared in the community after that with the limp.
Didn't even know where the fuck he was at. That's what's crazy. Everybody know didn't even know where the hell he was at.
Right.
He in the goddamn maintenance closet.
Dog.
Fucked up.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I ain't gonna front. That shit was wild. See, that's the thing about it, man. That's the beauty of The Wire. Like every time it went to a different aspect, it showed like each. Cause remember when it got to the kids. It showed the young boy who came from the fucking broken home. His family, they don't got shit. You know what I mean? It showed the young boy who family, his pops is in the drug game. Mm. You know what I mean? Then you got, so it just showed every aspect and it went through this whole story like that. You know what I mean? So,
Indeed. Yeah,
it was the way that they just broke this shit down and just gave you a vantage point into everything. We really did get to see every aspect of that shit.
Yeah. And then Tommy, he was a person who put in work, but he was like, more, I'll just shoot shit up. Because even when Ghost went to kill people, he operated so smooth.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? Tommy just fucking grabbed some shit, my gun, and just shot shit up when I want somebody. It was like different, but it's like you need motherfuckers like that, though.
Yeah, he did.
Even though Ghost always acting like that shit got on his nerves.
Right.
You need a motherfucker like that, though.
Right.
This motherfucker got to go, and somebody's like, all right, I was going to leave and just go do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that just seemed, I mean, it's parts of Power that I did like. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I love the whole character of Ghost. You know what I'm saying? That was a very, you know what I mean? A great character.
Yeah.
Tommy was a great character, too.
I mean, you got to think about it, though. We kind of jumped in The Wire at the beginning and we saw the escalation. We jumped in Power at the beginning, when they was already at the top. Y'all top dogs. We don't even know what.
I mean, but at the same time, Avon and Stringer was running shit when we first started.
You're right.
But really, it didn't focus on them. It focused on the little niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm saying the show was more about the little niggas.
Yeah.
Now I mean, show more about the bull that was out there on the block.
Right.
More than them. It was just a well done show because it showed like, now I mean, how everything would just intertwine together and just layered. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Power is more like, was we showing like the glamorous side. We just going to give you the whole, like I say, second money murder.
Yeah.
Shit
was like New Jack City, like you said, everybody dying with a cop set.
Yeah.
everybody dying with a cop set. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, Angela them was the cops and shit, but like, y'all like a day late and a dollar short in this joint. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, man, shout out to Ghost. Ghost cold blooded.
Yeah.
He said, listen, man, I'm going to take care of you and the kids. I'm out, though. See, he hit it with the, see, some, when we talk about sometimes women, what's your rank, this don't apply to men.
Yeah.
Apply to women, too.
Yeah.
He got the bitch he always wanted.
Yeah.
He got his number one chick.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about that shit? That shit. I think you said, I don't know if you might have said this in the episode with you and nigga, you and Ebony, right? You said men want to be needed. Now, I mean, now, First off, I don't want to be, I want to be wanted. Because if you need, you need to go to work.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Yeah.
I want to be wanted.
And, yeah, yeah, needed.
And, yeah.
Needed is like, what's your rank?
Right.
You need it.
Yeah, and that's how she was doing Ghost. She needed that nigga. You know what I mean? But Angela wanted him. Mm-hmm. So that was a different aspect of that. She like, but you need me. That's why your mom in there talking about some, yo, you better treat that man right because he paying my bills too. You right. need me in your right. life. You know what I mean?
Damn, yeah.
This bitch want me though. Mm-hmm. I want to be with her because she want me. I'm trying to lead this lifestyle. You telling me I sound dumb because I'm trying to lead this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He saw a whole different life with her. Yeah. So yeah, of course I'm going to ride with her.
Because she was the around the way chick.
Right.
And she had a ceiling.
Yeah, definitely. You right. Yup.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. She had a ceiling. You know what I'm saying? The way her mentality and the way she thought. She thought it was just, this is it.
Right.
This is the top of the world. Right. No, it's not.
Right. Yeah.
It's not. And I'm not trying to blame it on her for the way Ghost did it, because that was, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, she did serve a purpose and hold you down, had your kids.
She did.
But.
Yeah, but she played her part too.
Bitch, you're limited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean.
Then on top of that, you fucking sloppy niggas. The lawyer boy you sleeping with. That's right. They killed a boy too. I forgot about that. Killed boy off in the drink. The lawyer boy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it was a lot of stuff that happened in Power that I felt like. But then again, we got to think about it. Remember, The Wire was up against The Sopranos. Arguably, I mean, it's, you know, we consider The Wire one of the greatest shows. The Italians, you know what I mean? They love Sopranos, so they can consider The Sopranos one of the greatest shows of the time. Power was like up against Empire. So that shit was like,
I forgot about Empire.
Yeah, that shit was like, who show going top who with the craziest storyline this week?
Yeah, but they was limited though, because they was on network TV.
Yeah, you right.
So,
but they had some crazy ass storylines.
Yeah, they tried to throw it in there, but it wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same as Paul.
Yeah, like.
No, I mean, they ain't had the same like leeway to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff. But
but
that right there, when he, man, that shows that happens. Yo, man, you found the chick that you always wanted to be with.
Right.
You know what I mean? You run back into her and I'm going, because if I remember correctly, that was when Tasha was crying to her mom, like, yeah, you said I wasn't going to be able to keep him. Yeah, give me your mom, no. Bitch, you a bird. Bitch, you a bird. Like,
right.
Now, I mean, this man done leveled up. Now, I mean, not just far as financially. That's what I mean, mentally.
Right.
And all that too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I mean, he growing as a person and you just staying the same. You just, okay, we rich with bags. I got bags and shoes and we live in a penthouse and this the top. No.
Right.
I need to get out of here. I'm thinking past this drug game, you not. You got a ceiling.
Yeah, Tasha, you know what I'm saying? Tasha was, she
because everybody, everybody was crying about, how he do that to her? The bitch got a ceiling.
Right.
That shit matters in life.
Right.
That shit matters in life, your mentality. You know what I'm saying? Some people just think that, like I said, some people have a ceiling in life and you trying to, the man was trying to do more. He's trying to grow, he wanted to get out, and she just was just comfortable. And if I was him, I'd be thinking the same, like, bitch, I'm trying to get out. You arguing with me about it.
Right. Like, you don't see what else we trying to do. You worrying about dope money.
I mean, like, that shit gonna last forever. Yeah, you sound like a bird brain.
Yeah, like,
cause some of the times she's arguing, I'm like, yo, she's a fucking bird brain.
Yeah, she was. But my whole thing,
she was a smart bird brain though. Let me not say it like that. As far I'm talking about, as far as everything else in the world, being more worldly.
I got you.
She was an intelligent hood chick for all the hood shit you had to do.
Right.
Know what I mean? She was loyal.
Right, right.
Know what I mean? She knew how to scam and scheme and get over and survive. Yeah. She was a survivalist.
Yeah,
she was in survival mode.
Right, right.
She was a hood chick she was intelligent, but she was survival mode.
Yeah, the highest peak.
Because I'm not going to say she was dumb, because she knew how to navigate, you know what I'm saying? She knew how to finesse. She knew how to do what you need to do with the highest level to survive in that world.
Right.
But when you thinking past that, know what I mean? He thinking past that, she not.
Right. No, she thinking get back. You know what I mean? Everything he did, she thinking get back. You know what I mean? She ain't thinking like, all right, well, he going to, Because you got to think about it. The man said, I'm going to take care of you and the kids. Yo, mom said she'd be like, all right, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? Moving forward. Everybody she touched damn near died. She had the King Midas touching that joint. She fucking with, you know what I mean, Canaan, the son. You know what I mean? Him, the lawyer boy. Then she, you know what I mean? It was certain shit in, like we said, that didn't make no sense. I didn't understand why young boy sister had to pass away and shit. Like, it was just certain
that
shit.
That part didn't make no sense. It just sounded like we just... It just felt like they were just writing that shit on the fly. Like,
why was that in there? What the fuck that dude didn't think?
They were just writing that shit on the fly. Like, I mean, because who fucking thought of that?
Right.
That made no sense to me.
Yeah, because I don't understand how that pushed the story forward or nothing, like, at that point. By that point, you know what I'm saying? You're already looking at moving. It just made the whole situation even worse. You're already looking at moving on. You know what I mean? Now, this shit happened to the family. So, I don't know why that did. It was a whole bunch of shit that just didn't make no sense, man. You know what I mean? Power was a great, you know what I'm saying? Power shit kept the lights on the stars. Shit, kept the lights on the stars, you know what I mean? Power was a great, you know what I mean, show for the time that it came out. Kept the lights on the stars. For the generation that it came up in, I could see why they fell in love with it. They not detail orientated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Not. It's not. It's, man, just give me the sensationalized part.
Right, that's all they want.
Like I said, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they not. They not mean? Really detail oriented.
When the bullets flying, now I mean, pretty chicks. Know what I'm saying? They fucking in the joint. People getting killed.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? We moving this dope.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Right.
All the everything was just like sensationalized and put there. Yeah, we ain't trying to sit around and try to rebuild with this character and character development and all this and getting too deep with it, man.
Right.
Now, my man got a suit on, they run shit, they kill shit when they got to. They fucking live good and they fuck bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not giving you the meat and potatoes. I'm just giving you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to give you the whole meat and potatoes of a story.
Right. Because, you know, we talk about power. I mean, why are we was... As you can tell, we both favored Wire because we talked about the multiple seasons. But Power, we kind of like, we still stuck on season one because we didn't go into like Kanan almost dying in the fire and shit like that.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah, let's get on. I'm glad you brought that up. Like, I got to think things through, man. Because y'all did a lot of backtracking. Like,
yeah, they did.
A lot of backtracking, like, kill him all, but then... Nah, we can't do that. We can still do something with this character. All right, switch it up and make sure like he escaped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could tell like shit just sound like it's always like writing on the fly with me. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, 50 did a good job with
50 did a good job. Yeah, he did a
being
solid
Kanan.
Job. Yeah, he did a solid
now,
job.
Now, I mean, did a good job being Kanan.
Yeah. Even the young boy, you know, the young boy that's the singer. 50 young
he played,
boy.
He played. Was his name Dre on the show?
Yeah, him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when he took over and then, like, you know, he knew that Kane was back and then, he got your son and shit. Like, certain shit, I was just like, I'm getting lost. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? And it just got weird to me because it was like they was manipulating my man's son and I'm confused at why he falling for the manipulation. I don't know, man. The whole shit was just crazy, man. But yeah, that's how you can tell, like, it really didn't have the story. You could break each one of those seasons up and it could be like a standalone because it don't like flow through really. Like The Wire kind of like flowed through. Like we got the beginning and we got to the end. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We saw Marlo extend and we saw him become the top dog that he planned out that he said he was going to be. You know what I mean? Joe Pro and all the motherfuckers getting knocked off. And you know what I mean? So we saw his extension and we saw at the end what it was. Power was just like, you get to the end, you like, how the fuck we get here? Mm-hmm. What was the steps that we got here? I don't even know what's going on. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. It's just like, at the end of every episode, you just waited for the cliffhanger. That's what it was. Like, what's going to be the cliffhanger to keep me, you know what I mean, intrigued to watch next week's episode? Yeah.
Yeah, so, that right there, man.
He said, you got to think this shit through. Yeah, man. Man, Kanan just broke through. I'm like, that shit might have been worse then when Omar jumped out the joint, dog.
I mean, Omar jumping out the window. My thing is just, Yeah, that was a wild part. My whole thing is by the time when I'm right there and when I go to the balcony to look down, you're gone.
You're gone.
Like, you're gone already?
Yeah. Not just gone, but the fact that when we looking for him, we can't. Right, we know he fucked up. Right. So like how far could you have gone?
Right. we missed this utility closet. We done fucking searched all around.
Right, right.
We missed the goddamn utility closet though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, because when it was like following the trail of blood, right?
I don't know. Well, them motherfuckers just running around. They running up in every goddamn abandoned house, vacant house, or whatever.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? All around that motherfucker, and he was sitting in the goddamn mop closet.
Yeah. Yeah, you know I mean, that might have been the craziest twist of the wire when you found out Omar was gay.
Was it crazy? I don't know. Did you? I mean... Did that really have the need to be in there though?
No, it didn't. That's why I said that shit was kind of crazy. At that time?
Because I don't know if the real person that he was modeled after might have been homosexual. Right, I don't know.
Right. I feel you.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? But I guess, I don't know. I guess that played into the story or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, man, people even liked Omar, even though Omar was gay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? People just loved the of Omar, just a person that has a reputation. Like I said, reputation. I'm the person that takes shit from people that everybody else is afraid of.
Right. He's Robin Hood.
Robin Hood ain't doing shit for nobody else. And then my thing is, you taking shit, but you living fucking like you homeless. You living like a bum.
Man,
you living like vacant houses
and
shit.
But it got to the point where... He wouldn't even take his shit. He would show up. Niggas was just dropping shit.
Yeah.
That's how scared you was.
Like, yeah.
Man, like, he did. You think he about to take some shit. Yo, drop that shit. We come in and kill us. Like, so, you know what I mean?
Scary ass motherfuckers.
Dog, you just dropping this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, man, I ain't going front, man. The Wire. For those of y'all that didn't never watch The Wire, man, go back and check that out. See, when we was young, that was the DVD era. So it was like, yo, I got the complete set of The Wire. That was the DVD era. Now you can stream that shit. You don't even got to worry about that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, The Wire is always forever going to be a classic.
And then,
ever.
Yeah, man, some of them characters, like I said, the characters a little bit more deeper than...
Hell yeah.
Way more deeper than Power. Even though, like I said, there's parts of Power that I like, you know what I'm saying? I like that. You know what I mean? I like Ghost. I like Tommy. Kanan was a good character too. But The Wire is just like, the character is just more deeper, man. The person, like, take a person like Prop Joe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who, you know what I mean? It's people like that who, they always trying to pull the strings and for one thing they do for you, they doing two, three things behind your back. It's people like that.
Right, you're right. It is.
You know what I'm saying? So a person like Prop Joe is like a character, and it's like it's people like Marlo.
Right.
Who they are the dude that's a little younger that's trying to come up, that's not down with the program, and they want to do their own thing.
Yeah, they want to do their own fucking thing.
Yeah, so.
My man just goes to the block with the golf club. Like, you and your people got... 5 minutes to get up out of here.
So,
what?
Yeah.
Common shit with it though. Like.
So, yeah, you got, because some things work like that. Like, yeah. I said, you know what I'm saying? Some things work like that. And the reason why they were successful is because their team was organic.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Everybody was down with the program, you know what I'm saying? And that's how they came together. And that's why they were still thorough. Right. When you got other people, you know what I mean? And you got other people who, these people around because they're getting paid.
Right.
Marlo and his crew was that's not why they was around. They was around because they were just down for it. And they were just down for each other.
Yeah.
That's why they kind of moved different and they just had so much success, even though they was probably a smaller crew than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, because that's my thing, because Prop Joe looking like, yeah, you the one that got the muscle. I ain't got muscle. You just got, yeah, you got two motherfuckers is down to just kill people at the drop of a dime.
Right.
And they got two people. You got a whole bunch of people. You got to pay these people.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's
even down to your nephew and shit. You're right, yeah. Yeah, even down to your fucking nephew. You Your own nephew don't even fuck with you and shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
New to what? Like it's people like that.
Yeah.
Go against the fucking grain, even your own family. Not me, you want to be the man so bad, even though you don't know what to fucking do. If you was the boss, you wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
Right, right.
Because it's plenty of people like that.
Right.
People like that. They want to be the man so bad and would just run the business in the ground, run some shit in the ground. Wouldn't even know what to do.
Right.
Have no clue what to do.
But they just want to be the man.
Yeah, want to be the man. Just like you say, Rico paid in full. Niggas want to be the man just cuz.
Right.
Shit is real. Right. Niggas want to be the man just cuz.
Right. Yeah.
And he's one of them people. They don't know what to do when you're in charge.
Right.
Don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You want to be in charge so goddamn bad, don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's motherfuckers like that that's always fucking up the program. There's people like that in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it definitely is people like that in life. Yes, sir. Motherfucker showed you he was one of them, too.
Yeah, so that right there, man. Yeah, but some of this shit in.
As a character, though, who you prefer, Omar or Ghost? I mean, I said Omar. Marlo or Ghost?
Ghost.
Okay.
Ghost is more, like you said, the problem with Marlo is Marlo had a neighborhood mentality.
Right, right. He was working, yeah.
His whole goal was to be the man here and run shit here.
Right.
And Ghost's whole thing was the whole world is out there.
Right. I feel, yeah.
We don't gotta do this shit forever.
Yeah, my name is my name. Yeah, like what? They don't mean nothing on this block, nigga. Yeah.
Right, because it ain't going to be nothing the second that you going from it.
Right.
There's always going to be somebody ready to just come and take that shit. See, a motherfucker like, a person like Ghost understood that. That, dog, we can't do this shit forever.
Right.
Somebody just going to come around and take this shit, or we got to constantly go to war with other people and scam and scheme and get these other people out for our survival. Who want to keep doing this shit? And that's what type of shit he was trying to make Tommy understand.
Right.
Yo, the whole world is out there. To the point that even Tommy mom told him that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Ghost always thought bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? He always did. And that shit was the truth. You know what I mean? Tommy's a motherfucker just thought, this is all it is for me. Right. This is who I am. This is all I can do. You know what I'm saying? And that's how Marlo wanted to be. You know what I mean? He wanted to be the man just here for some shit that ain't going to matter. And even when he walked up, they didn't give a fuck.
True.
You know who I am? Motherfucker, you know who I am? Right. You just gonna get tested.
Right.
You're gonna constantly get tested in that game, dog. You ain't gonna be the man. You know what I mean? Who cares? There's always gonna be somebody who wanna test that shit.
Right.
That's how that game is.
Yup. It's always gonna be in it, and it's always gonna pop up a motherfucker younger.
Right.
Stronger, faster. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Man, that shit is a never-ending battle. And Ghost understood that shit. That's how he's trying to get out.
Right.
He understood, though, the whole world is out there. And
right.
And Marlo didn't think like that. Marlo wanted to do anything to be the fucking man, even though mother told you that shit. My man, the OG at the rim shop told him that shit. Man, listen. He said prison in the graveyard is full of boys that wore the crown.
Right. Right.
Told him that shit.
Right.
Marlo answer is, yeah, but the point is they wore it.
But that's what he wanted, though.
Yeah, but everybody else fucking come in like you're doing it by yourself, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. We out here with you.
Yeah.
The point that you put us in a situation that's unnecessary because you just want to be that nigga so goddamn bad.
Right.
And then, Ghost was alone by himself, and because that same way that Stringer was. Stringer was trying to figure out, dog, we ain't gotta do this shit forever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time to get about this shit and do something else.
Right.
And Avon, I want my corners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them niggas, Marlo and them niggas is younger than y'all. Ain't as many as them as y'all, and they fucking killing y'all off. They whooping y'all motherfuckers.
They ruthless out this joint. Yeah, they ruthless.
They team is smaller, but they better.
Right.
They better.
They got the drop on y'all and everything. They ruthless as shit. Yeah, you can't keep up with that.
No, I want my corners. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's motherfuckers who just, dude, this is all I know, and they just, this is all I know. This is who I am. And some of us the whole world is out there.
Right.
And Ghost was by himself when he felt like that. His fucking wife, you know what I'm saying? His wife, Tommy, Kanan, even his son.
Right.
Y'all, we trying to get the fuck up out this shit. Y'all motherfuckers just think this is, just do this shit like this is all it is.
Right.
And Ghost is like, yo, what the fuck? I'm trying to bust moves and do all this shit so we ain't got to do this shit. And everybody just want to do this shit. Everybody just think like this is all it is.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like on the island to the point he just, I got to stop fucking with everybody.
Right.
Let me just go find it. Not me. I go get a new chick.
Yeah.
And I'll just, since y'all motherfuckers, y'all can have that shit.
She with it. This new bro with it. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Since, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not me. I want out. So if I got to separate from all y'all motherfuckers.
Right.
Then that's what it is. To elevate. You know what I mean? Elevation requires separation.
Yeah.
Elevation requires separation.
Ain't that wild though? The motherfuckers I done built this shit with. I got to go get a broad. That I just met her day one. She telling me all the good that I can do outside of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Damn, and fucking Tosh looking at you like you crazy.
Right.
She mean you crazy for wanting to do something other than this shit? Like this shit gonna last forever. What wrong with you?
Like you said though, she was street. She was a street smart bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When it came to that shit, she was super street smart. You know how to cook the books. You know how to wash the money. You know how to do, you know what I mean? All this shit that you know how to do. But then when it comes to some real shit, you don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit, yeah. Then she definitely was. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. You know what's crazy? When I first started watching this shit, I actually thought Tasha was, I like Tasha better than Angela. Maybe because that shit, to me, that shit was coming off of when she played Little Kim in the fucking Notorious movie.
Mm.
That's probably why I took a liking out more than Angela. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, my motherfucking wife ain't watching. She said that shit was overly sexualized. Too much sex. Like, dang.
Mm. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but it'll be hard for us to put anything up against The Wire. Say that The Wire, that's going on that type of aspect of a series. If you're talking about, it's going to be hard for me to put anything up like that's a, you know what I mean, the drug type of drink aspect of, you know what I mean, concept, and say that it's fucking with The Wire. I don't know nothing that's fucking with The Wire. I don't.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah, so that right there, man, is, Angela, I ain't really like Angela neither, but.
Yeah.
But I understand where it's like, I can understand how Ghost might have been thinking and feeling like, yo, she's just a different, she from the same hood, but she ain't a hood chick. She don't think like that.
True.
You could tell that's probably what he fell in love with. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Damn, that's right, because Angela died in that Jane too. The fuck?
Yeah, didn't somebody, because she got shot.
Yeah, she got shot.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I'm just, yo, so many motherfuckers in that Jane just dying. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm remembering that shit in my head, like, damn.
I mean,
wasn't it Tommy that shot her?
I can't remember.
Alright, I mean, but whatever, man. But like, yeah, you know what I mean, this shit, I'm just remembering, like, damn, so many motherfucking key pieces just y'all done. It's wild, like.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you all right, man. One person every season got a major person die. Like, yeah. it just sounded like, yo, it just was at the time we just right making that shit up as we go along,
right?
So.
Yeah, it definitely was. It just got, you know what I mean? Shit was wild.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? To each his own, I mean, whatever one you like. Like you said, some of it, I mean, The Wire to me was more deeper.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And Paul was more like, we going to sensationalize things more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To make that more exciting. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, we got to make sure people fucking, and somebody get killed. In every goddamn episode.
Every episode, yeah. Every episode.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, two motherfuckers going against the whole cartel. They come out on top.
That's right.
Then when they take the buses out, it's no repercussions.
Right.
Nobody coming after you. Y'all just sit down the bosses and shit.
Right.
Let's go back to doing what we was doing. Fuck out of here, man. That shit was wild, yo.
Mm-hmm.
But this is shit that's crazy when you think about it. Now that I'm thinking about it. Y'all taking down kingpins in the drug game. Y'all having problems with Kanan and Dre. Like, but y'all taking down kingpins in the episode. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to, like, local motherfuckers, we having issues with them. I'm like, all right, man. All right, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean, my man, superpower, he break out the drink, you know what I'm saying? He all flamed and fucked up. You know what I mean? He go to the chick house, she's supposed to be the baddest broad in the land and shit. Oh, they like, where you at? Jackpot. They scared to death of this broad. She the baddest bitch in the land and shit. So
what you talking about?
When remember when he went to the chick head to like heal himself? And they knew he was over there? And I mean, he was when Ghost was talking at the time, he was like, yeah, you know, he's like, we filmed where Kanan at. He's over like the baddest chick that we grew up with. They were like Jackpot, right?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, did you see him?
That's what I'm asking, because I can't remember.
No, she was a cop. She was like a female cop where like 51.
That was his cousin, right? That's his cousin.
That was his cousin?
That's his cousin, ain't it?
I don't know.
Because Jukebox is his cousin.
Jukebox, thank you. Jukebox's
cousin?
Jukebox, yeah. Was it his cousin?
Yeah, because on Raising Kanan, right? That's they cousins, right?
Oh, you're right. See, I stopped watching Raising Kanan early. You're right. You know what I'm saying? That shit broke off in too many different... Yeah, you know, shit. See, now power on into the multiverse type shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many drinks for me to follow, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know the next one's supposed to be Tommy and Ghost. You know what I mean? Their ascension.
Yeah, Tommy and Ghost, the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
The fucking Wonder Years version of Tommy and Ghost. Hey, man. Hey, man, shit might be good, man. But now, I mean, we'll see, man.
We'll see. Depending on who played them roles, man. Depending on who played them roles when them as you know what I mean, kids and young adults. Because that's a big factor of it. It depends on who played them roles. Because sometimes some people don't be believable.
Mm-hmm.
Some people you don't want to follow. Like, I ain't going front. Maybe it's because of how Power ended. I didn't want to follow the next gen because I got tired of his son.
Mm-hmm.
So that character to me kind of like started rubbing me the wrong way because of how they developed him into, I mean, Power. I was like, all right, I'm tired of seeing a young boy. You know what I mean? So that's why that shit didn't carry well with me. I was off with it early. So, you know what I mean? Depending on who they got playing them characters. That's a big part of it. You know what I mean? Which, oddly enough, The Wire never had, like, big names.
I mean, yeah, a lot of them, they became bigger after.
Yeah.
Like Idris Elba.
Right.
Nah, Idris Elba, you ain't know who the people ain't
I didn't even know he was a spotted tea type of dude till after that. I thought he was an American. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You find out, you hear him talking like, he was a spotted tea motherfuckers. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, we ain't know that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The Wire did not go after big name, you know what I mean, people.
So, yeah, man. Yeah, so we'll see where it goes from here. Shout out to the actress that plays Kanan's mom on Raising Kanan. You know what I mean? She's great because when you watch her, like, her interviews in real life when she's not portraying that role,
mm-hmm.
it's like two different people, which is acting, but that's just, like, crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, damn, she played the hell out that goddamn role. It don't sound nothing like her. You know how some people, you could hear it. I mean, when you talk to them and all, like, all right, you kind of sound like the character. You know what I'm saying? Because you just give me vibes. It's like Tommy just gives me the vibes, even though, you know what I'm saying? A real life person just gives me the vibes of Tommy, even though I've seen him in other stuff before. But she just like, it's like night and day. When you listen to her, I'd be like, damn, she a hell of a goddamn actress, man.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can see Tommy in anything else. He typecasted right now. He ain't did enough shit for me to feel comfortable watching him in nothing else.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, man. I really ain't got too much to say left about this joint, man. Because, like you said, some of y'all is younger, so The Wire came out when y'all was younger. The time that it was coming on TV, so y'all probably caught the reruns. Now, like I said, we older, so we had the advantage of catching both shows in real time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Watching when he come out. And then, like I said, The Wire to me was just more in depth for me. But like I said, some people don't care for that. I just want to be entertained for the moment. And, you know, the whole story of Power might be more, might, it might be more entertaining for some people. You know what I'm saying? It might be way more entertaining than people. Like I said, you know what I mean? It was some very good episodes. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you know what I mean? For me, it's going to be The Wire. So, you know what I mean? For y'all, it's whatever it is for y'all.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Shout out to...
It has to be The Wire for us. Look, just look... You ain't seen The Wire how long? You can still, like, reiterate certain scenes and shit like mm-hmm. that. But when we talk about Power, you like... I don't know. I forgot. I'm like, damn,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
Like, true. You know what I mean? Like, true. That shit was like.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? That's so, true. Yeah, it has to be The Wire for us, man. Just how you can remember certain scenes and you remember, you know what I mean, certain things so vividly. And shit, I'm forgetting names when I'm talking about, you know what I mean, Power.
Mm-hmm.
I'm messing the broad name up and shit.
Throwing me off talking about some jackpot.
Yeah, that's all. I'm trying to get a name. Like, damn, what was that name?
I'm fucking lost.
But it just show you like, and that was more recent. Mm-hmm. It just show you like that's where it was at with us, like.
Yeah, man. So, you know, shout out to everybody that was affiliated with them shows, man. Good entertainment.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to people, you know what I mean? Shout out to 50, man, for, you know, having his hand in, you know, Power and all things that's going on with that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Shout out to him. So
50 killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, so like I said, man, y'all choices, whatever y'all choice, know what I mean? Some people may not be able to choose one or the other, know what I mean? Somebody just say they care, they like both the same. So, you know, that's on you. It's on y'all. So I ain't got much more to say about this one.
Hey, man, y'all know what it is. Listen, when we do these either ors, it ain't just for us, it's for y'all. You know what I mean? Hit us up in the comments, let us know what y'all think. You know what I mean? If y'all agree with us, if you don't agree with us, if you're indifferent, whatever it is, you know what I mean? During an ISO show, if you don't know, now you know. We out of here, y'all. Peace.